This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Mining is in the air at the state capitol. Yesterday, Democratic Senator Tim Cullen unveiled his version of an iron ore mining bill he believes balances environmental protection and the potential of jobs. The bill relates to a proposed mining operation just below Lake Superior in the wetland and stream-rich Bad River watershed. Meanwhile, at this hour in Madison, a recently released GOP bill is being scrutinized and commented on at a public hearing. One of the people likely queuing up is Kelly Klein. He's the director of the Iron County Resource Development Association. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz reached Klein at his office in Hurley, Wisconsin earlier this week. Klein says reactivating iron mining in a region rich in its history is long overdue.
The ore body has been known about for 100 years or more. Conversations of recent probably started about 7 or 8 years ago. There were ideas of how this could be mined. An investor had not been found yet, but the idea was out there to try and attract an investor. I believe Gogebic Taconite kind of came on the scene around 2010 or 2009. So that really got the conversation going.
What sort of role does your organization play in this?
Well, our organization sees a mine project as a very good economic development project. Obviously, there are a good number of jobs associated with it, not only regionally here, but there's a good number of jobs associated with it statewide. And that's our role. To try and create jobs and increase investments in the community.
Is there any kind of assurance that X number, X percent of these jobs will likely go to people who live there?
No. There. That conversation really hasn't taken place. There have been some steps made by the community colleges and the technical schools to increase programming so people could be trained for a potential mine. That has started to take place, but the process isn't far enough along to have any type of an agreement where a certain percentage needs to be hired from a certain area. That just hasn't gotten that far yet.
When would you expect that to click in so that people in Iron County, Ashland County, closest to the mine, could start preparing for the jobs that the mine could mean to that region?
Well, I think area residents, you know, in their own minds have probably prepared themselves a little bit. We've also drawn on experience from a copper mine in Michigan, in White Pine, Michigan, which is 50 or so miles from here, but a lot of people from here had worked there. So there is experience from that end.
So would that be heavy equipment jobs, or what would that experience bring those residents to this new mining project?
I think that would be part of it. Also part of it, you know, technology has certainly changed things over the years. You need to be proficient with computers in all phases of mining, whether it's in a piece of equipment or in a processing plant or even out in the field. You know, computers certainly play a role in that.
We do now have a Senate bill which will go to hearing this week, actually. Are any people from your organization going to travel down to Madison for that hearing?
Yeah, there will be several from the area.
Are you confident this is a bill that would bring the jobs and provide the structure that a mining bill should include? Have you taken a look at it?
Yeah, you know, we've got a copy of the bill. We've also read the Legislative Council's analysis of it. We're not alarmed by anything in it. I don't think, you know, several places in Ledge Council's analysis talks about the metrics stay the same. Some of the processes do change in this particular bill, but when you talk about measuring water quality or air quality, those metrics stay the same. and we're happy to see that. We don't want to ruin anything here, but yet we want to make the business climate friendly to the industry.
Have there been conversations that you've been a part of, both within the context of your job, but also in talking to people in the area, concerned about that balance of maintaining the quality of air and water, and at the same time providing jobs that are very much sought after? Is that a heavy discussion, or are you way past that conversation?
Well, this area was built around mining, starting back in the 1800s. There hasn't been an iron ore mine here for about 50 years or so, but there was very active mining that that built our towns, our communities, and there are many people in the area who either their families were involved or they were involved in the mines in those years, and really they look around today and they say, we didn't ruin anything, and we weren't even regulated back then. So, you know, they're questioning, the community in large questions, why are we, you know, so concerned here? Today we have very strict regulations, and yet when we mined before, we certainly didn't ruin anything. So that's kind of a thought process that's gone on here.
Any conversation that this is moving really fast, from seeing this bill last week and then a hearing this week, not having a hearing in northern Wisconsin?
We've had difficulties trying to find a venue in past hearings up here. Our school can handle it, but then we have to close school down. As far as hearings in general, this issue has had a lot. You know, last year, this year, the year before, it's been vetted quite a bit. I don't have a problem with a hearing being scheduled already this week.
Mm-hmm. And it not being in northern Wisconsin.
Well, sure would be nice if we didn't have to travel, but I understand it's hard to find a place to do that.
Kelly, you live in an area where opinions do vary on the subject of whether mining should occur in the Pinokies or not. Would that be a fair statement? People saying, oh, please don't, it's going to impair waterways and wetlands, etc.
You know, I don't hear much of that in Iron County. Other areas may be a little different, but mm-hmm. I think Iron County, again, they've experienced this before. They've seen their families go through this before, and nothing ever got ruined. They're not overly concerned.
What have you seen transpire in Iron County over your life there? And
well, you know, I've observed over the years a decline in population. For example, the last census, just in the last 10 years, the county's population dropped by 14%. That's tough to deal with, because when you lose population, you lose a customer base for your businesses. And that means maybe a loss of business services. So we'd like to, you know, I really think we could stabilize that whole scenario if, you know, with a project like this. Whether it's a hardware store or whether it's a restaurant or a gas station, I would think with more income potential in the area, you know, that would certainly help stabilize, if not to grow our business services.
What else do you have in the works in Iron County, looking for other avenues for jobs? Is there something else on the front burner?
Well, this has consumed quite a bit of our time recently.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
We do also... our office also works closely with the Hurley and the Mercer Chambers of Commerce, and tourism is certainly an important industry to our area, and so we collaborate with the two chambers of commerce and do some joint tourism marketing for winter and summer, so that's always something we're working on and, mm-hmm. and trying to get better at.
So looking ahead, let's say that the mine does push ahead and you ultimately see a mine taking shape in your region, you think that the balance of tourism aspect of your economy and mining can be balanced?
Absolutely. I don't see this particular mine project as affecting tourism. It is really in a remote location, as far as our county is concerned. We have talked extensively with the business community, and they also feel this will not hurt the tourism industry. And in fact, when we talked to folks down in Rusk County in the Ladysmith area, they indicated that when the Flambeau Copper Mine was going, it was the biggest tourist attraction at that time.
So even during the time of its operation?
That's correct. So, no, we're not afraid that this will impair the tourism industry.
If you're the person who steps to the microphone on Wednesday, what do you think your statement would be to the legislators?
I would encourage them to move forward with this bill. I would explain to them some of the things I've explained to you on what we have learned through this process, and that this doesn't automatically give somebody the go-ahead to mine. We still need to do the studies, and we still need to determine what's out there. Let's just give the industry a chance to start doing that. Regulators will then look at the information, and they'll make the decision. Are you going to be able to mine or not?
Kelly Klein is director of the Iron County Resource Development Association in Hurley, Wisconsin, where he's lived for 3 decades. A public hearing on a Republican-introduced mining bill is going on currently in Madison. It's the only one scheduled for the bill. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Tim Cullen has said he'll take his bill to the region where an iron mine is being proposed, the Pinoki Hills that straddle Iron and Ashland counties. Coming up after a break, there are baby jaguars at the Milwaukee Zoo. Yes, they're cute as the Dickens, but they are not just pretty faces. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on WUWM.